Earth, sky.
It's been a year since the April 2010 Deepwater Horizon explosion released more than 200 million gallons of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Earth Sky went to Mandy Joy, a marine expert at the University of Georgia, for an update about the spill's continuing effects on Gulf waters. She talked about what she found in water samples collected during December 2010.
In terms of the microorganisms, we saw very low rates of activity in the sediments, and that's unusual.
Dr. Joy said that microorganisms form the base of the ocean food chain.
The invertebrate fauna on the bottom, the filter-feeding organisms, were essentially gone. There was this layer of oily organic residue that isn't typically there, was present at every site we sampled.
Dr. Joy said she remains confident that life in the Gulf, everything from microscopic organisms to large corals, will eventually return to normal, but she doesn't know when.
I think the most important thing for people to realize is that we don't yet understand the full impacts of this incident, and we need to do a lot more work. The fisheries impacts, for example, may not become clear for another year or two.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.